You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Tales from the Other Side with Chris Clardy. Live from Terrell and Lenormand by Chris.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Tales from the Other Side
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight for Tales from the Other Side with Chris Clardy. I am an animal communicator and evidential medium. And tonight, hopefully, we can do a pet reading for somebody. And before we jump into that, something funny I was thinking about earlier today was, do our pets resemble ourselves? And it's funny how when you think about people you know and their pets, a lot of times they do. They tend to mirror us after a while. And it doesn't even really matter about the breed that we get. They end up mirroring our personalities and our activities. And they just kind of start taking on that type of persona we have. I have pugs. I have four pugs and a pit bull. Now, my pit bull is... She is active. She's slowing down now. Her birthday's this month. So happy birthday, Bella. She's 13 this month, and she's not your typical 13-year-old. She's still pretty active, but Bella is mellow for a pit bull. And usually they're pretty active and into stuff, and she's pretty mellow for a pit bull. So it looks like we have a caller, and we have Danielle and Anjo, Arizona. And what can I help you with tonight, Danielle?
Well, I'm not really sure. You do pet readings, right?
Correct. Yes, I do.
Okay. So are the pets that are alive or the pets that have passed?
Both.
Or both.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'd like to do one with, we used to have a dog and his name was Bert, and I just would like to see how he's doing. And
did you say his name was Bert?
Bulldog. Yeah.
Bert the Bulldog.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I love bullies. My mom has bullies and has had them for many years, and they're just such characters. I just love them to pieces. I'm a
they
sucker
do
have
for a personality.
Dog based. if they look like they ran into a wall, I love them. So I'm getting with Bert. What I try to like to do is kind of feel into their energy a little bit and get a little bit of the aspect of personality. If we were doing a one-to-one, I would go into a little deeper because we would have a little more time. But let me get some essence of him.
Okay.
He was your typical clown of a bulldog. He did demand your attention and let you know if you were ignoring him. If you ignored him, he would even get more persistent about paying attention to him. I'm getting like this, like pushing at you, like, hey, I'm right here. Why aren't you paying attention to me? And he's kind of doing that from the other side. He does do things around your home and causes a little bit of a ruckus sometimes.
Oh, my goodness.
He I'm hearing like there's things that fall on the floor. I'm seeing this, it's like a, it's a bookshelf, but it's not your traditional, I think you would see this type of bookshelf that a lot of people would imagine out in the eastern part of the country, but I'm actually from New Mexico, so I'm more used to southwestern type of furniture, and this is more of like a, instead of being solid wood, it would be like kind of like more of a like log style, but thinner. And there's been, it's not real wide. I would say it's more of a smaller shelving unit. And I feel like there's something that has been on that unit that there's not really an explanation of why it has fallen off, but there's things that have been tipped off of it. And he is the culprit for knocking things off of this smaller shelving unit. Hopefully that makes some sense to you. He also, there, it sounds like a wooden screen door, not a metal, but a wooden screen door kind of popping closed quickly. And I feel like when he was around, there was some sort of door that he would just whack it to knock it open. And
it was a doggy door that we had, and he knew how to open it. So it didn't really help to keep him in the kitchen. We would put him in the kitchen when we had guests because he would like to jump on people. But he knew how to open it.
Okay. I'm hearing like this like thud, like just really pushing through something to get in and out.
Yeah, I didn't know how he knew, but he did learn how to undo the latch and he would pop it open.
They're smart. I'm feeling like you hear that sound every once in a while and you're like, where is that coming from? That's a way of him getting your attention that he's around. So he does regularly check in with you and get your attention. And he also used to, if you were asleep on the couch, you would get woken up to that snorkel that they make. It would hear it right in your ear. And yeah. I feel like you have woken up a couple of times to that noise, like, and you thought you were coming out of a dream state, like you were dreaming about him. So he does things like that to let you know that he is still around you. And he just, oh my goodness, he is just so funny. This guy.
Yes, he is adorable.
And I feel like he was, I don't feel like he was very, you know, bulldogs have like various sizes. Some of them are really short and stout. Some of them are more sporty looking. So they're a little leaner and taller. And I feel like he was, I don't feel like he was very, he wasn't overweight. He was, but he wasn't like the thin, sporty type. He was well put together. He feels like he was.
Yeah, he was big. He had longer legs, but he wasn't fat.
Okay, you know, yeah,
my
I'm not
has
getting
short, chunky ones. He was not like that. He was. Yeah. He looked like he was. He had a waist and everything. So.
Okay, I'm getting the sense he kind of like looked like size. Like his body. I had she was called a Beagle. She was half bulldog and half beagle, but she was almost hard to, it was almost hard to tell that she was half beagle. She still had the only way you can really tell is her snout was a little bit longer than a purebred bulldog. But she had just a slight bit longer leg. And she was, but she had that bully rump. And but he is reminding me a lot of Roxy, my bully, who I lost about a year ago. And he was very, because of this, because of him being built a little bit like that, he was a lot more athletic. And he actually was a little bit healthier during his life because of his build. He didn't quite have the same kind of typical bully breathing problems and stuff until he got a little bit older. Then he started having a little bit more of the typical bully chest chest, and I'm feeling like he had some chest problems when he got older, a little bit of the heavier breathing. I'm feeling a sense that he started having some arthritis problems, like, you know, your typical older dog.
His hips started bothering him and all that.
Okay. And I'm also feeling like you did have to help him make that decision for him. And I just want you to know, that you having to make that decision wasn't something that he is, there's no regrets with that, with any kind of decision you had to make on his behalf. You did something gracious for him and helped him through something that anything was prolonged, you gave him his dignity. We'll put it that way. There's things that us as humans, sometimes we have to make these decisions that are difficult for us, and we humanize them too much, and it gives them a lot more grace. And I just wish sometimes when we get old and we get into these situations that our family members could make decisions for us. And unfortunately, they can't in most states, I think. But
could you ask him if he has any messages for my son? My son misses him dearly. He still just, like, it was really hard on my son. He's an adult, but it really, he still talks about him all the time.
So, yes, your son needs to not guard his heart as much as he does. There is some things that this was such a huge loss for your son that he does guard his heart. He's afraid of this feeling coming back again. And this was a growth thing for your son that he will open his heart again for another animal in this respect. And he's going to get guided to one eventually when he is in a position of stability and openness. I feel like he's going through a lot of life things right now as in growing up, but he absolutely is watching over him and giving him guidance and seeing the transitions that he has gone through growing up. And there's a lot of love there for him. And just keep on this path of being positive and loving like he is now.
Okay. Thank you. That helps a lot. Yes. Because like I said, he took it really, really hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure he did. It was one of those things when we're that age and we have such a heavy loss like that. It's a very difficult thing. I had something like that happen to me when I was 14. I lost a horse that it was very connected to, and I really hope he can open back up again. Bert really wants him to, and he will know the time, and he will also nudge him to that next pet that is going to help him through opening his heart back up. And he will know when the time is right. He will get that nudge and he will be ready for it again. So I really hope that was healing for you and that can help you and your son move forward.
Yes, thank you very much for your time and your energy.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a great little bully that was. Thank you all, and have a great weekend, and stay warm. It's freezing out there.